I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 19th. A public hearing will be held at Quincy City Hall today regarding a proposal by the state to take over the Quincy District Courthouse. The State Division of Capital Asset Management and Maintenance will hold that meeting at 5 p.m. in the Great Hall at City Hall. The state is proposing to buy the courthouse from Norfolk County to create a new modern court building. An earlier plan by the state was to create a regional justice center, including the district court, superior court, and a housing court. The state had hoped to use the new parking garage at Kilroy Square, but Mayor Thomas Koch discouraged that plan, saying the garage is already full. Mayor says the state may also acquire adjacent property on nearby Foster Street for the new Justice Center. Two people are facing multiple charges after police stopped their car for having windows that were tinted too dark in Quincy. Happened Saturday evening at Elm Street and McGrath Highway. Police say the driver was smoking marijuana. After an investigation, police also found drug paraphernalia and a .380 caliber handgun. 23-year-old Charles Wistigans of Quincy and his passenger, 19-year-old Amaya Cornell of New Bedford, were both arrested, face various drug and firearms charges in Quincy District Court. A man has been arraigned on murder charges in connection with the killing of a married couple found bludgeoned to death in their Marshfield home and also killing the couple's dog. 28-year-old Christopher Keeley pleaded not guilty in Brockton Superior Court to two counts of murder in the deaths of Carl and Vicky Mattson, both 70 years old. He's being held without bail. On November 29th of last year, police received a call requesting a well-being check at a home on Gotham Hill Drive in Marshfield. When officers arrived, they found the bodies of a man and a woman with obvious signs of trauma. The Mattsons, who were bludgeoned and stabbed, were declared dead at the scene. Officers found the home to be quiet with no cars in the driveway, no sign of Keeley. Police further contacted a family member of the Mattsons, who told police Keeley had not lived at the residence for some time. State police issued a lookout for Keeley and a 2019 black Jeep Wrangler. Investigators found the Jeep in an Avon parking lot. On December 2nd, Keeley was arrested in Miami Beach, Florida, for an unrelated incident. Working with state police, authorities in Florida held Keeley on the warrant for two counts of murder. He waived his right to rendition and returned to Massachusetts in December. Keeley was additionally arraigned on one count each of misuse of a credit card, larceny of a motor vehicle, and animal cruelty for killing the Mattson's dog. He's due back in Plymouth Superior Court June 29th. A new poll has revealed just how fed up riders are with the MBTA. The poll, conducted by the Boston Business Journal and communications firm Seven Letter, found that about 3 out of 4 respondents said the T's reliability had gotten worse over the past 6 months. Compared to last September, the number of respondents who said Boston public transit is reliable decreased by 22%. Just 24% of respondents to the most recent poll said the system was currently reliable. A total of 59% of respondents said the system was convenient for them, down 12% from September of last year. Fewer riders also said the T was safe. This spring, 69% of respondents said that public transportation near them was safe, down 17% from last September. Those polled were asked to give letter grades to the forms of public transportation available to them. The T subway system got the worst grade. A total of 67% of respondents gave it a D or an F, up 27% from last year. Subways also garnered an average of a D compared to an average C grade for the commuter rail and C minus for the bus system. The poll found people are taking the city's public transit more often. About 50% of respondents said they were taking the subway lines either daily or weekly, up 16% from last year. Small bit of good news for the T. On the topic of affordability, when asked if public transit near them was affordable, 75% of respondents said it was. Retired Quincy Fire Department Captain Tom Lyons will be speaking about his first book, Fighting Fire, A Proactive Approach, tonight at 7 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center. Lyons also recently retired from his second career as Fire Safety Administrator at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Couple of notes, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 1 p.m. And there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy all this week due to the Patriots' Day holiday on Monday. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 10 points. The NASDAQ dropped 4. The S&P is up 3. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $80 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat the Hawks 119-106. Game 2 of the playoffs. The series travels to Atlanta Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's game 2 for the Bruins and Panthers at the Garden tonight at 7:30 in their playoff series. The Red Sox beat the Twins in 10 innings, 5-4. They're back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy, still breezy, with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, cloudy, chilly, a low of 38. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, a bit of a warming trend with a high tomorrow into the mid-60s. Warmer still on Friday, partly sunny, high 73, and cloudy 65 for Saturday. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, west wind gusting to 20 knots at a high tide 11:34 a.m. Sunrise 5:57, set at 7:29. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 19th.